Welcome to the Bob Siegel Show podcast on the Cross Global Media Radio Network. Visit cgmradio.com/Bob to subscribe on your favorite podcasting platform.
All right, so now we're going to get into more serious topics. Newsom decided to announce on Monday that
what's he going to do this time?
He's going to update the mask mandates for the schools on Monday in a speech. I'm going to be quite listening close because I work
the scuttlebutt I've been hearing, and I don't know how reliable it is that he's going to relax them in public places but still insist that children have to wear them in the schools. That's what I'm hearing.
The rumor from what I'm hearing is teachers don't have to wear them, however children still do. Other thing also of note, the COVID-19 vaccine for children under 5 got delayed by 2 months when it was trying to be rushed by the FDA, which is also another disappointing thing to hear that the government's just trying to rush things that are even ready to go in the first place. So hopefully, again, if you do decide to vaccinate your kids, make sure you're well informed of everything before you even jump ahead and say, oh, we need to do this right away. So
one thing we know is that basically kids don't get COVID-19 or they get a very mild case. I'm no doctor, but I'm just not seeing the logic behind vaccinating children. And as far as making children wear masks, I believe future generations will look back at this time in our lives and just call that child abuse. I really do.
I agree. So moving on to some international news, Switzerland has just approved that they will no longer advertise any tobacco products anywhere. This is a full-on media ban on tobacco products.
Look, I understand the problems with tobacco, but good grief, isn't there a lot more important stuff going on in the world than worrying about tobacco right now?
I'm not sure. I think Australia's got something quite different. Have you seen what they do with tobacco products? Is they'll have a wrapper around the tobacco product, but they'll show like a disformed lung saying, this is what could happen to you if you keep smoking it. And that was supposed to deter people from smoking.
I get that, but again, if that's something that somebody wants to do, these people they're the ones that were screaming, my body, my choice for years. Now all of a sudden, it's not supposed to be your body and your choice.
I don't get it either. Next story, a CNN poll. Now I know that's kind of biased here, but hear me out before I start this.
CNN, their middle name is Objectivity. Yes, go right ahead.
CNN poll says that neither party has a full support of either Biden or Trump for running the election in 2024. Biden has 45% of Democratic support. However, 51% of those Democrats still want a different candidate. On the other side, Trump has a 50% Republican support, but 49% want a different candidate. My question to you is, should the Republicans just swallow it and say, let's just nominate Trump again and let's get back our seats into everywhere in the government?
I'll give a cautious yes if they really get behind him this time. If they're not going to have his back, which they didn't have last time, then maybe they should just nominate somebody that they could really get behind, unless it's a rhino. If it's a rhino, then what's the point?
I
a rhino that. Republican's the next best thing to a Democrat. So,
In my opinion, I don't think the Republican Party's still going to nominate Trump. I think they've had a burning.
I'm inclined to think it's not going to happen. But Trump, we've said this before, Trump, like a phoenix rising out of the ashes, has a very interesting history. If he did come back, I wouldn't be a bit surprised. If someone else gets the nomination, I wouldn't be a bit surprised. I personally hope they give it to Ron DeSantis.
Okay.
He has all the gusto of Trump and conviction of Trump and would stand for all the same things. But he knows how to communicate in a way beyond just the shock value. On the other hand, there's a lot of people that follow Trump and are Trump groupies, and I don't know if they would be DeSantis groupies. I don't have the groupie mentality. I'm not a Trump groupie. I'm a Trump realist. But are we going to need the groupies to get him elected if he gets the nomination? That would be the big question.
So would it be best if Trump tries to run for a third party then, or no?
No, third parties will do nothing but split the conservative vote and hand it back over to the Democrats.
Good point. Okay.
And then we could have Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez as president.
Fine. Speaking of rhinos, Republican Maryland Governor Larry Hogan has announced that he is going to take a look at running for a 2024 presidency.
Oh, well, we'll all be waiting for that decision.
I bet he will, but I don't think he's going to be successful. There's too many bigger names ahead of him anyways in the first place.
Yeah, especially since most people don't even know who he is, period.
Except for people in Maryland.
I'm sure the people in Maryland know who he is.
Like, he did make an announcement, I think, on Friday that he's going to lay off some of the mask mandates for schools, which I think...
Oh, just in time to announce his run.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Isn't
just
that
the kind of sleaze you expect from a politician.
All right, let's go to the last story here. We're going to do this one because I haven't heard it in the news as of late. The bird flu is actually going around poultry farms here in America, so you got to be very careful. It specifically started in Indiana, surprisingly enough. So far, there's been 30,000 turkeys killed due to the spread, and chicken producers are warning that it could spread faster. So be very, very careful out there, everyone, when it comes to this whole situation. Because, again, now we got to worry about COVID and we got to worry about the
And if you go out and you buy some chicken or turkey, make sure that your package has a mask on it. Just keep yourselves safe.
I agree. Well, thank you so much, Bob. This was wonderful again. So.
Oh, Brendan, it's always great having you on the show. You do a great job. You bring up great variety of stories.
I try. So, right. Thank you so much.
We'll see you next time, everybody.
Bob Siegel Show podcast is a production of Bob Siegel and Cross Global Media. Visit us online and subscribe to the show at cgmradio.com/Bob.